Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Deanna. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Teresa, today. We receive so many calls from people suffering from anxiety. We would like to begin with a prayer for all suffering from anxiety and depression. Lord Jesus, you see the hearts of all who come to you in distress. So many of your children are weighed down with anxiety, afraid, restless, and searching for peace. We turn to you now, trusting in your promise. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Teach us, Lord, how to lay our fears at your feet. Help us to remember your words. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. John 14:27. And take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Matthew 14:27. You are with us in the storm, and you alone can calm the winds within our minds and hearts. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to guide us moment by moment. Teach us to trust in your care and to recall that even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. Luke 12:7. Remind us that we are never alone and that your peace surpasses all understanding. Lord, draw us close to your Sacred Heart and anchor us in your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We will continue with a praise report from Andrea. Thank you for the prayers for my grandma. She is home resting. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, giving thanks for your kindness and mercy. Thank you for hearing our prayers for Andrea's grandmother and bringing her safely home to rest and recover. As Scripture says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Psalm 107, 1. Lord, you are our healer and protector, and we praise you for the strength and peace you have given this family. Continue to bless Andrea's grandma with full healing and comfort. May her home be a place of rest and joy, and may your presence continue to be felt in every moment of her recovery. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We have a prayer request from Tammy. Please send prayers. I have the crud again. Heavenly Father, you are the God of all consolation, as your word reminds us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. We bring before you our sister Tammy, who is once again burdened by illness. Wrap her in your healing love and let the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, bring her peace and rest. Lord Jesus, you healed the sick and lifted up the weary. Please restore Tammy's strength, ease her discomfort, and fill her with the hope that comes from trusting in you. May Mary, health of the sick, intercede for her and bring her comfort as only a mother can. In your mercy, Lord, bring Tammy healing and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is from Leah. Please pray for my friend Jen. She is having a liver biopsy today to rule out cancer. Heavenly Father, as the psalmist says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, you are our refuge and our strength. We lift up Jen to you with hearts full of trust and hope. As she undergoes a liver biopsy today, we ask for your presence to surround her, calm her fears, and guide the hands of her doctors. Grant Jen peace in the waiting, courage in the unknown, and healing according to your will. We pray, Lord, that the results show no sign of cancer and that her body be restored to health. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, be with her and all who love her during this time. We ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, health of the sick, to pray for Jen and lead her ever closer to your Son, our divine healer. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This intention is from Glenda. Please pray for my friend Missy. Migraines are becoming more intense and are leaving her temporarily paralyzed on the left side of her body. Loving Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, lifting up your daughter Missy, who is suffering from intense and frightening migraines. Lord, in your mercy, bring her relief and healing. Calm every fear that rises in her heart as her body struggles. May she take comfort in your word. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Jesus, divine physician, you healed the sick and gave hope to the suffering. Lay your healing hand upon Missy now. Restore full strength to her body, especially where she has experienced temporary paralysis. Let her feel your peace guarding her heart and mind. Holy Spirit, Comforter, be her constant companion in moments of fear and uncertainty. And through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, may she be surrounded by grace and hope. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
This request is from Julie. Please help me pray for my newborn baby. She has been crying a lot since yesterday. Whenever she tries to sleep, something wakes her up, as if she is in pain or scared. She also failed her hearing screening for the left ear. Please help me pray for her left ear to be okay and for any pain and discomfort she feels to leave her. Help me pray for her to be happy and healthy. Thank you. Heavenly Father, you are the creator of all life, and we praise you for the gift of Julie's precious newborn daughter. Lord, you know every detail of her little body, for you formed her in the womb, and all her days were written in your book before one came to be. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16. We entrust her completely to your loving care. Please, Lord, calm her cries and ease whatever pain or fear may be troubling her. Bring her rest, comfort, and peace. Touch her tiny body with your healing hand, especially her left ear. May it be opened and made whole by your grace, just as Jesus healed the deaf man in the gospel. He looked up to heaven and said to him, "Ephphatha, this is, be opened." Mark 7:34. Wrap this child in your peace, Lord, and fill her with the joy and health you desire for all your children. Cast out every fear from Julie's heart and replace it with your assurance. Do not be afraid, just have faith. Mark 5:36. Strengthen her as a mother and surround her family with the support of your saints and angels. We ask this through Christ our Lord, with the loving intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of all mothers. Amen.
From Teresa, please pray for my friend Cindy. She has been sick in bed all week. Heavenly Father, we lift up Cindy to you today, asking for your healing and mercy. She has been sick and confined to bed, Lord, and we ask that you restore her strength and bring her comfort. Your word tells us the Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. Psalm 41, verse 3. Let this promise be fulfilled in Cindy's life. Jesus, divine healer, you came to bind up the brokenhearted and to heal all who are suffering. Lay your hands upon Cindy and fill her body with your restoring grace. Ease her pain, renew her energy, and surround her with your peace. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, be close to her heart, and may she be uplifted by the love and prayers of those who care for her. We also ask for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, health of the sick, to pray for her healing and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray for my daughter. She has a lot of anxiety regarding illness and dying. Heavenly Father, we bring before you this beloved daughter whose heart is troubled by fear of illness and of death. Lord, you are not a God of fear, but of peace. As your word says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1-7. Please calm her anxious thoughts and surround her with your perfect love, which casts out all fear. 1 John 4-18. Jesus, our Savior, you told us, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. We ask you to gently reassure her of your constant presence and the promise of eternal life for those who trust in you. May her heart find rest in your Sacred Heart. Holy Spirit, bring her peace of mind and a deep sense of security in your care. Guide those who support her and grant them wisdom, compassion, and patience. Through the loving intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, and may she be comforted and consoled. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This intention is from Teresa. Please pray for my family living in Rocky Top, Tennessee. Wildfires are encroaching upon the area where they live. Please ask God to put out the fires. Heavenly Father, we turn to you in this time of danger and uncertainty, asking for your protection over Teresa's family and all who are affected by the wildfires near Rocky Top, Tennessee. Lord, You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in danger. Psalm 46, verse 1. Stretch out your mighty hand and command the fires to cease. Send rain, calm the winds, and protect the homes, lives, and land in harm's way. We remember your promise. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Keep Teresa's family safe. Give them peace of mind and surround them with your angels. Holy Spirit, comfort those who are fearful. Strengthen the first responders and guide every effort to contain and extinguish the flames. Through the intercession of Our Lady of Prompt Secours, who has long been invoked in times of disaster, we ask for swift and merciful help. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.